Peace Kills by P.J. O'Rourke. In memory of Michael Kelly. He could have advocated the war in Iraq without going to cover it. He could have covered it without putting himself in harm's way. But liberty is an expensive feast, and Mike was a man who always picked up the check. Next year we are to bring the soldiers home for lack of money, and it is all right. Places they guarded or kept orderly must guard themselves and keep themselves orderly. We want the money for ourselves at home instead of working, and this is all right. It's hard to say who wanted it to happen, but now it's been decided nobody minds. The places are a long way off, not here, which is all right, and from what we hear, the soldiers there only made trouble happen. Next year we shall be easier in our minds. Next year we shall be living in a country that brought its soldiers home for lack of money. The statues will be standing in the same tree-muffled squares and look nearly the same. Our children will not know it's a different country. All we can hope to leave them now is money. Philip Larkin, Homage to a Government, England, 1969. 1. Why Americans Hate Foreign Policy. I was in Berlin in November 1989, the weekend the wall opened. The Cold War was over. The ICBMs weren't going to fly. The world wouldn't melt in a fusion fireball or freeze in a nuclear winter. Everybody was happy and relieved. And me too, although I'm not one of those children of the 1950s who was traumatized by the A-bomb. Getting under a school desk during duck and cover was more interesting and less scary than the part of the multiplication.